I'm true epic iPhone fail activity. Is it too hot? Did it break for any reason? Did it reboot because the logic board is not quite right? Who knows? Will I ever know? Probably not. I recorded a 5-minute post about the Air France disaster. It's got to be called a disaster because, the plane is nowhere to be found. And, the stuff I was following with it yesterday, it's like, it's run out of fuel by now, and therefore it must come down somewhere. So it's obviously in the ocean, which is absolutely horrible and tragic for the family. My thoughts and compassion goes out to them, and I really mean that. A lot of reasons why, being a recent father in the last couple of years, I didn't really have. I had a responsibility to Sam, but I didn't really have any responsibilities to maintain, to be, not here. How can I put it? I didn't have any responsibilities, period. Yes, I was in a relationship, or am in a relationship with Sam, but, Ella is just become everything to both of us. And so these things now impact on me a lot more than they ever have done before. And I guess that comes from the fact that whenever I'm away or whenever I see something like this happen on television, the first thing that I think about is the families. The first thing I think about when I was looking up for information is, finding out the cross section of people from different countries and the fact there was like seven or eight kids on board and one infant. I mean, just I'm not being arrogant here, but the first thing when I read that, my heart was just, broken for this poor child that never got a chance. Horrible, horrible thought. And everything else I keep reading is, something to do with pressurization. And I've got this thing going around my head, this like ESP thing going around my head that somebody's got up and pulled open the door, or the door's come off, or there's been an electrical fault and that flew off and depressurized it, or there's some kind of, lightning did hit the plane but triggered something and, thought it was in some sort of mode or whatever. And yet, I also start thinking, well, with all this race for new technology, we've had planes flying around the world for decades, and I know it's the safest form of, or one of the safest forms of transport still, but we have, real-time communication systems, yet we don't have, and we have these air controllers in different countries as you pass through, obviously, to report where you are and weather conditions and everything else, but we don't seem to be able to track planes. I guess the military can track pretty much anything, and I guess they're probably being employed to do that, or being asked the question to do that so that they can get more localized, rescue teams to find wreckage and everything else. Thing that popped into my mind, why isn't the black box intelligent enough to know when the plane has flipped over or at a certain angle after a certain period of time to eject that box? Why can't that be either at the bottom of the plane or at the top of the plane with a little flap, bang, fire it out. Homing device in there, some kind of mega chute on it, or some kind of specialist shape so that it could glide down. I don't know, I think to myself, what is going on? Why would you spend that much money on a plane and not put in something like that? Why would you not have a device that's two parts, one in the plane, one in the homing device? It fires the homing device out and triangulates from wherever it lands to wherever the beacon from the actual plane is, so it localizes the area where they have to search. So many questions, and I can imagine that the parents, the children, the families of the people are just have no closure. They turned up at the airport to see delayed on the board, and they just probably thought, yeah, we'll sit down and have a coffee, and then get told that the plane might have come down or it's disappeared. I mean, Jesus Christ. It really makes me think about flying big distances over oceans and stuff. I don't know. It just doesn't feel right. It's been on my mind all last 24 hours. Crazy.